And the Afterglow is made possible in part by the generosity of Superior Energy in Vernon. Superior service you deserve. Serving the residential and commercial propane needs of Connecticut and Southern Massachusetts since 1939. Now is the perfect time to learn about the efficiency and cost-saving benefits of being powered by propane. With 24/7 support and state-of-the-art scheduling technology to simplify your busy life, just sit back and leave all your heating, cooking, and energy needs to the experts at Superior Energy. Your energy bill and the environment will thank you. Call 800-242-0427 or visit propanect.com.
You're in the Afterglow. Welcome to the most relaxed part of the day. Good evening. I'm Father John, and this is our time together to unwind, untangle, get it all together. The day is soon to be sealed, never to be opened again. A busy day, much to do, people to see, plans to be made, work to be done. Yes, it was busy. It's easy to get ourselves stressed out and worked up, but it's difficult to get us to relax. So let's just take a moment and breathe. Shake it all off. Stretch. Stretch as far as you can reach. Touch your nose with your big toe. What? You can't do that? Then stand on your tiptoes and count backwards from 1,000 by threes. And by the end of that exercise, you'll be free of stress, or at least you will have forgotten what stressed you out to begin with. So sit back, relax, make yourself comfortable, put your feet up, and prepare to spend a brief hour of time with me to develop a sense of comfort and peace in your life. Come along now into the Afterglow. In the Afterglow on WJMJ. Thank you for joining me. And we start with a little bit of history this evening. Now, tell me, do you remember the song To Be Young, Gifted, and Black by Nina Simone? Well, today is the birth anniversary of the woman who inspired that song. Today marks the birth anniversary of a writer and social activist, Lorraine Hansberry, born on this day in 1930 in Chicago. Her play, A Rising in the Sun, was the first play written by a black woman to be produced on Broadway. At the age of 29, she became the youngest American playwright, first black person, and only the fifth woman to receive the New York Drama Critics Circle Award for Best Play. A Rising in the Sun depicted the lives of African Americans living under racial segregation in Chicago, and eventually the play was translated into 35 languages and performed all over the world. On January 12, 1965, Lorraine Hansberry died of pancreatic cancer at only the age of 34. In 2013, she was posthumously inducted into the American Theater Hall of Fame. Lorraine Hansberry would have been 92 years old today, and we remember the legacy that she left behind as not just a writer and playwright, but also as a civil rights activist. Now, some tidbits of information that should help to make you smarter and popular. Did you know that the Boys and the Girls Club of America have a code that includes the importance of not being a sore loser and to be a good sport? Did you also know that the Boys and Girls Club of America was founded on the basic principle of faith in God? And did you know that the Boys and Girls Clubs of America had its beginnings right here in Hartford, Connecticut? Well, that's right. You see, on this date in 1860, three women, Mary Goodwin, Alice Goodwin, and Elizabeth Hammersley, believing that boys who roamed the streets should have a positive alternative, organized the first club. A cause was born. The first club professional, John Collins, devised a system of informal guidance to attract boys into the club, capture their interest, improve their behavior, and increase their personal expectations and goals. The procedures Collins used constituted a clearly planned, socially scientific system of taking boys off the street and promoting their development towards a successful, productive future. The system formed the basis of the club's environment, and it is still in use today with proven results. To recognize the fact that girls are a part of their cause, the national organization's name was changed to Boys and Girls Clubs of America back in 1990. Famous alumni include Michael Jordan, Derek Jeter, Jennifer Lopez, Mark Wahlberg, and Denzel Washington, their official spokesperson since 1993. Who knew three women from Hartford, Connecticut could have such a huge impact on future generations? So thanks to the Boys and Girls Club of America for providing opportunities for young people to participate in productive after-school activities that not only help keep them in shape, but help them learn valuable life skills so that they can shape our world.
I believe the children are our future. Teach them well and let them lead the way. Show them all the beauty they possess inside. Give them a sense of pride to make it easier. Let the children's everybody searching for a hero. People need someone to look up to. I never found anyone who fulfilled my needs. A lonely place to be. And so I learned to depend on me.
Ever.
And you're in the Afterglow with a song to remind us of the greatest love of all. It's by Whitney Houston. And here's where we take some time to reach for the best life has to offer us. Deserving nothing but the best all evening long right here on WJMJ. And each evening I share a brief reflection on some aspect of the business of living that challenges us to be all that we can be. So we journey toward the intersection of where faith meets life. I read an interesting report from a nurse who takes care of people close to death. And she asked hundreds of patients facing death what their biggest regrets were. And the number one regret was, I wish I had been true to who I was and not just lived to meet the expectations of others. Now, how many people today are not being true to who they are because they're afraid they may disappoint someone, they may fall out of their good graces, or they may not be accepted? I say this respectfully, but you can't live the life God wanted for you if you are trying to be who your parents want you to be, who your friends want you to be, or who your boss wants you to be. You see, you have to be true to who God made you to be. You don't have to be like your father or your mother. You don't have to fit into a certain mold. It's okay to run your own race. You are free to be you. After all, God doesn't want you to be an imitation of someone else. You should be the original you were created to be. There is an anointing on your life, an empowerment, not to be somebody else, but to be you. If you let people squeeze you into their molds and you bow down to their pressure to try to please your critics, it not only takes away your uniqueness, but also lessens the favor on your life. Now, there will be those who criticize you, sure. He's not like his father. He doesn't have the experience. He's too young. Some may say, he's too much of this, or he's not enough of that. If you change with every criticism, you won't have a chance. Tune out all the negative voices and do your best to stay true to who God made you to be. Don't look to the left or to the right. Run your own race. Don't try to compete with anyone else. Don't let people control you and go around feeling guilty because you don't fit into their boxes. Don't get upset because something negative is said about you. Look straight ahead and, as the Apostle Paul said, run with purpose in every step. That's where faith meets life.
Don't make me over.
Thank you.
And that was Dionne Warwick with Don't Make Me Over. Don't Make Me Over is a song written by Burt Bacharach and Hal David, which also marked the recording debut of Dionne Warwick back in 1962. Now, where were you in 1962? Or perhaps I should ask, were you in 1962? Now, looking back to the historical significance of this day, we see that if you go back exactly 486 years, you might have been one to witness a very famous execution. It was on May 19th of the year 1536 that the Queen of England, Anne Boleyn, was executed.
Oh, the poor dear. What, pray tell, did she do to deserve such a fate?
Well, she was the second wife of King Henry VIII of England, and while Henry was married to Catherine of Aragon, his first wife, he became enamored with Anne and began pursuing her romantically. She resisted his attempts to seduce her, refusing to become his mistress. It soon became the one absorbing object of Henry's desires to annul his marriage to Queen Catherine so that he would be free to marry Anne. When it became clear that Pope Clement VII would not annul the marriage, the breaking with the Catholic Church in England began. Henry's marriage to Anne and her subsequent execution made her a key figure in the political and religious upheaval that was the start of the English Reformation. Thomas Cranmer was appointed as Archbishop of Canterbury. Henry and Anne married. 4 months later, Cranmer declared Henry and Catherine's marriage null and void. 5 days later, he declared Henry and Anne's marriage to be good and valid. Shortly afterwards, the Pope decreed sentences of excommunication against Henry and Cranmer. As a result of this marriage and those excommunications, the first break between the Church of England and Rome took place, and the Church of England was brought under the king's control. All was not to end happily ever after. You see, Anne failed to produce a male heir for Henry, which displeased him greatly, and when you displease Henry VIII, well, hold on to your head, ladies and gentlemen. Henry had Anne investigated for high treason. She was arrested, tried before a jury of peers, and found guilty on May 15th. She was beheaded 4 days later on Tower Green. The morning of her execution, she said, "I heard say the executioner was very good, and I have a little neck." Anne Boleyn, executed on this day 486 years ago. And today is National Scooter Day, part of a nationwide campaign to highlight the benefits of scooter riding and encourage families to get outside and scoot. Scooting is a fuel-free, eco-friendly, healthy, and safe way to travel. Today, on May 19th, families across the country are invited to participate by being active and riding scooters to school, work, the park, a friend's house, or just around the neighborhood. And if you're not a fan of scooters, consider a bike instead. After all, it is National Bike Month, which is also celebrated in communities from coast to coast. Established in 1956 by the League of American Bicyclists, National Bike Month is a chance to showcase the many benefits of bicycling and encourage more folks to give biking a try. Whether you bike to work or school, ride to save money or time, pump those pedals to preserve your health or the environment, or simply to explore your community, this month is an opportunity to celebrate the unique power of the bicycle and the many reasons we ride. So dust off that bike and take it for a ride. And don't forget that tomorrow is Bike to Work Day.
I rode my bicycle past your window last night. I roller skated to your door at daylight. It almost seems like you're avoiding me. I'm okay alone, but you got something I need. Well, I got a brand new pair of roller skates. You got a brand new key. I think that we should get together and try them out, you see. I've been looking around a while. You got something for me. Drive no car.
don't go too fast, but I go pretty far. For somebody who don't drive, I've been all around the world. Some people say I done all right for a girl. Oh, yeah, yeah. Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah.
Afterglow, where we take time to relax, think good thoughts, and replace the stress of life with an unrestrained zest for life. That was Melanie with Brand New Key, a lighthearted song that invokes memories of happy childhoods, sunny days, and fun. Just the right song to help take away the stress as we spend our time unwinding and relaxing in the afterglow. Well, as the story goes, we were the only family with children in the restaurant. I sat Eric in a high chair and noticed everyone was quietly seated and talking. Suddenly, Eric squealed with glee and said, "Hi there." He pounded his fat baby hands on the high chair tray. His eyes were crinkled in laughter, and his mouth was barred in a toothless grin as he wriggled and giggled with merriment. I looked around and saw the source of his merriment. It was a man whose pants were baggy, whose toes poked out of would-be shoes. His shirt was dirty and his hair was uncombed and unwashed. His whiskers were too short to be called a beard, and his nose was so varicose that it looked like a road map. We were too far from him to smell, but I was sure he smelled. His hands waved and flapped on loose wrists. "Hi there, baby. Hi there, big boy. I see you, Buster," the man said to Eric. My husband and I exchanged looks. What do we do? Eric continued to laugh and answer, "Hi, hi, hi there." Everyone in the restaurant noticed and looked at us and then at the man. The old geezer was creating a nuisance with my beautiful baby. Well, our meal came and the man began shouting from across the room, "Do you patty cake? Do you know peekaboo? Hey, look, he knows peekaboo." Nobody thought the old man was cute. He was obviously drunk. My husband and I were embarrassed. We ate in silence, but not Eric, who was running through his repertoire for the admiring Skid Row bum, who in turn reciprocated with his cute comments. We finally got through the meal and headed for the door. My husband went to pay the check and told me to meet him in the parking lot. The old man sat poised between me and the door. "Lord, just let me out of here before he speaks to me or Eric," I prayed. As I drew closer to the man, I turned my back, trying to sidestep him and avoid any air that he might be breathing. As I did, Eric leaned over my arm, reaching with both arms in a baby's pick-me-up position. Before I could stop him, Eric had propelled himself from my arms to the man's. Suddenly, a very smelly old man and a baby expressed their love and kinship. Eric, in an act of total trust, love, and submission, laid his tiny head upon the man's ragged shoulder. The man's eyes closed, and I saw tears hover beneath his lashes. His aged hands, full of grime, pain, and hard labor, cradled my baby. No two beings have ever loved so deeply for so short a time. I stood awestruck. The old man rocked and cradled Eric in his arms, and his eyes opened and set squarely on mine. He said in a firm, commanding voice, "You take care of this baby."
Somehow I managed, "I will," from a throat that contained a stone. He pried Eric from his chest lovingly as though he were in pain. I received my baby, and the man said, "God bless you, ma'am. You've given me my Christmas gift." I said nothing more than a muttered thanks. With Eric in my arms, I ran for the car. My husband was wondering why I was crying and holding Eric so tightly, and why I was saying, my God, forgive me. I had just witnessed Christ's love shown through the innocence of a tiny child who saw no sin, who made no judgment. The child saw a soul, and his mother saw a suit of clothes. I was a Christian who was blind holding a child who was not. I felt it was God asking, "Are you willing to share your son for a moment?" When he shared his for all eternity? The ragged old man unwittingly had reminded me, and he said, "Truly, I tell you, unless you change and become like little children, you will never enter the kingdom of heaven." Something to think about.
Awake from your slumber, arise from your sleep. A new day is dawning for all those who weep. The people in darkness have seen a great light. The Lord of our longing has conquered the night.
Let us build the city of God. May our tears be turned into dancing. For the Lord, our light and our love, has turned the night into day.
We are sons of the morning, we are daughters of day. The one who has loved us has brightened our way.
Let us build the city of God. May our tears be turned into dancing.
Comfort my people, make gentle your words, proclaim to my city the day of her birth.
Let us build the city of song, may our tears be turned into dancing.
And that's called City of God, and it's sung by the St. Louis Jesuits. Music to help settle us down in the afterglow. A time of prayer and meditation with music, inspiration, and reflection. A time to relax. A time to listen. So thank you for joining me. I'm Father John, and we do this every weekday evening from 7 to 8 as we unwind, relax, collect our thoughts, and put life into perspective with a better picture of our world. May your life not be a sterile one. Be useful. Leave a mark. Now, turn on the light. You'll see better. When kindness comes grudgingly,
We'll remember God's kindness to us and ask Him to make us more kind. When patience is scarce, we'll thank God for His patience and ask Him to make us more patient. When it's hard to forgive, we won't list all the times we've been given grief. Rather, we'll list all the times we've been given grace and pray to become more forgiving.
Stop the clocks, it's amazing. You should see the way the light dances up your hair. A million colors of hazel, golden and red.
Night prayer is coming up, but first, let's let God's Word talk back to us in today's Word.
Oh, I will hold on to the afterglow.
Today is Thursday of the fifth week of Easter. As the Father has loved me, so I have loved you. Remain in my love. When I go on the plane back to California, I expect I'll see Granddad because he's up in heaven with Jesus. So said 4-year-old Sean on the way home after the funeral. It is understandable that a small child should think of heaven as up there. Indeed, the Ascension, which we will be celebrating soon, reinforces the notion that heaven is in the sky. We all know, however, that no airplane or spaceship could ever end up there. Heaven is not geographically related to this planet. It is a spiritual state. Likewise, hell is not down below. If adults continue to think in terms of a three-decker universe, they will not only be thought of as quaint by others, but will miss the enormous value of this present creation. "Why are you men of Galilee standing here looking into the sky?" the angels asked. Our job is not to be sky-gazers. It is to do as Jesus says. Go out to the whole world, proclaim the good news to all creation. The kingdom of God, the kingdom of heaven, is to come on earth. Thy kingdom come on earth. The kingdom is where the Father's will is done, and the Father's will is to remain in my love, to love one another as I have loved you. Doing His will, loving one another, begins here and now. Indeed, if it does not begin now, heaven is not even a possibility. Our mission is to go out to others that they may experience the closeness of Christ. Let's begin at home, at work, at church. This is not easy, but the love of God has been poured into our hearts by the Holy Spirit. So we need not be afraid. The Holy Spirit, the Comforter, the Advocate, will guide and strengthen us. Let us really beg the Holy Spirit to break through. Long for the Spirit. Desire the Spirit to dwell in us. We may be amazed to experience that God's joy may be in us, and our joy may be complete.
It helps now and then to step back and take the long view. The kingdom's beyond our efforts, beyond our vision. We accomplish in our life a tiny fraction of the Lord's work. Nothing we do is complete. The kingdom always lies beyond us. We are workers, not master builders. We are ministers, not messiahs. Not messiahs. We and says all that should be said. No prayer fully expresses our faith. No confession brings perfection. No pastoral visit brings wholeness. No program can accomplish our mission. No set of goals and objectives says everything. For we are workers, not master builders. We are ministers, not messiahs. We are the prophets of a future not our own. We are workers, not master builders. We are ministers, not messiahs. We are the prophets of a future not our own. We can't do everything, and there's freedom in knowing that. But we can do something and do it very well. It may be seeds that will one day grow. We water seeds already there for the future they promise. We lay foundations that will need to be further developed. We're the yeast that produces effects far beyond our capabilities. For we are workers, not master builders. We are ministers, not messiahs. We are the prophets of a future not our own. We are workers, not master builders. We are ministers, not messiahs.
And now on this Thursday, the 19th day of May, in the fifth week of Easter, as the shadows lengthen and the evening comes, we reflect on God's nourishing and loving presence with us. So we close our time in the afterglow with prayer. Watch, O Lord, with those who wake or watch or weep tonight, and give your angels charge over those who sleep. Tend your sick ones, O Lord Christ. Rest your weary ones, bless your dying ones, soothe your suffering ones, pity your afflicted ones, shield your joyous ones. And for all your love's sake, we pray. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit.
Amen.
God, come to my assistance.
Lord, make haste to help me.
Lord, help me to choose my friends carefully so that I never become the companion of a foolish person. Help me to walk with godly and wise people so that I can become like them. When something happens that is disturbing to me in a friendship, I pray that you will turn it around for good and bring something positive out of it. I ask that you would do good things in all my relationships, especially bless those that seem difficult. Help me to be a friend who loves at all times. When things happen that are troublesome and disturbing in my relationships, help me to look above the problem to you. Help me to see the positive in the conflict and the good you will bring out of it. Help me to focus on your mighty power that can transform a relationship in a moment. Where there has been a breach in a relationship, I pray that you would not only repair it, but you would make the relationship better. If this is a relationship I am to let go of, help me to do that. I know that if this is your will, you will bring the healing needed to move on.
I hunger and thirst for you, O Lord, come fill my soul. I hunger and thirst for you, O Lord, come fill my soul.
I said to myself in my good fortune, I shall never be shaken. O Lord, your favor had set me like a mountain stronghold. Then you hid your face, and I was put to confusion.
To you, O Lord, I cried. To my Lord, I appealed for mercy. What profit is my lifeblood, my going to the grave? Can dust give you thanks, or proclaim your faithfulness?
Hear, O Lord, and have mercy on me. Be my helper, O Lord. You have changed my mourning into dancing, removed my sackcloth, and girded me with joy.
So let my soul sing psalms to you, and not be silent. O Lord, my God, I will thank you forever.
Glory to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit, as it was in the beginning, is now, and will be forever. Amen.
After the silence of waiting so long, we hear a baby's first cry, and into our midnight a heavenly song whispers that hope is alive. Oh, joy to the world on this holy night. So sing with the angels that fill up the sky. Heaven broke through and now hope is alive. He is right here. Tonight, and hope is alive.
Let what you heard from the beginning remain in you. If what you heard from the beginning remains in you, then you will remain in the Son and in the Father. And this is the promise that he made us, eternal life. I write you these things about those who would deceive you. As for you, the anointing that you received from him remains in you, so that you do not need anyone to teach you. But his anointing teaches you about everything and is true and not false. Just as it taught you, remain in him.
Remain in my love.
Behold, behold, the mighty one has done great things for me. Behold.
My soul proclaims the greatness of the Lord. My spirit rejoices in God my Savior, for he has looked with favor on his lowly servant. From this day all generations will call me blessed. The Almighty has done great things for me, and holy is his name. He has mercy on those who fear him in every generation. He has shown the strength of his arm. He has scattered the proud in their conceit. He has cast down the mighty from their thrones and has lifted up the lowly. He has filled the hungry with good things, and the rich he has sent away empty. He has come to help his servant Israel, for he has remembered his promise of mercy, the promise he made to our fathers, to Abraham and his children forever.
Behold, behold, the mighty one has done great things for me. Behold, behold, the mighty one has done great things for me.
Glory to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit, as it was in the beginning, is now, and will be forever. Amen.
Remain in my love.
Living God, ever ancient and ever new, you heal us and restore us to life. In hope we pray.
Draw near to us, O God.
Strengthen us inwardly by the light of faith, and sustain our hope in times of trial. In hope we pray.
Draw near to us, O God.
Instill all who serve the judicial system with integrity, justice, and compassion. In hope we pray.
Draw near to us, O God.
Give peace to those who yearn to see your face, and comfort those who grieve. In hope we pray.
Draw near to us, O God.
Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. Amen.
May God show us mercy and change our mourning into dancing through Jesus, our joy and salvation.
Amen. Before the ending of the day, Creator of the world, we pray that you with steadfast love would keep your watch around us while we sleep.
From evil dreams defend our sight, from fears and terrors of the night. Tread underfoot our deadly foe, that we no sinful thought may know.
Hunger and thirst for you, O Lord, come fill my soul. I hunger and thirst for you, O Lord,
understand. So I lift my hands and call.
We now offer a prayer requesting the intercession of Blessed Michael J. McGivney, priest of the Archdiocese of Hartford and founder of the Knights of Columbus.
God our Father, protector of the poor and defender of the widow and orphan, you called your priest, Father Michael J. McGivney, to be an apostle of Christian family life and to lead the young to the generous service of their neighbor. Through the example of his life and virtue, may we follow your Son, Jesus Christ, more closely, fulfilling his commandment of charity and building up his body, which is the Church. Let the inspiration of your servant prompt us to greater confidence in your love, so that we may continue his work of caring for the needy and the outcast. We humbly ask that you glorify your venerable servant, Blessed Father Michael J. McGivney, on earth according to the design of your holy will. Through his intercession, grant the favor I now present. Through Christ our Lord.
Amen.
Be present, O merciful God, and protect us through the silent hours of this night, so that we who are wearied by the changes and the chances of this fleeting world may rest in your eternal changelessness. Lighten our darkness, and in your mercy defend us from all perils and dangers of this night. Visit this home, O Lord, we pray, and drive far from it the snares of evil. May your holy angels dwell with us and guard us in peace through the night. And may your blessing be always upon us, through Jesus Christ our Lord.
Amen.
May the God of hope fill you with every joy in believing. May the peace of Christ abound in your hearts. May the Holy Spirit enrich you with his gifts now and forever. And may Almighty God bless you, the Father, and the Son, and the Holy Spirit. Amen. You've been listening to Night Prayer in the Afterglow with Father John. Thanks for listening. In the Afterglow, a time of reflection and relaxation is underwritten in part by the people of Superior Energy of Vernon, Connecticut. Now in their 80th year, they offer personalized 5-star propane service to customers throughout Connecticut and southern Massachusetts. For more information, call 800-242-0427 or visit propanect.com. Coming up is Exploring Music with Bill McLaughlin from the WFMT Radio Network. This is WJMJ at 88.9 in Hartford, 107.1 in New Haven. WJMJ Catholic Radio, where faith meets life, and where we're inviting you to be to enjoy an entire evening of relaxing music tailor-made for you.